Welcome to El Chapis Podcast. Hey friends, welcome back to El Chapis Podcast. So glad that you're listening and along for the ride. I've been telling some folks that I'm really stoked that I've been getting some really cool feedback from you guys. It seems like some of the things that I'm talking about are striking a chord, and I'm really grateful that that's happening and that you're giving me the feedback. I could use it. It helps me become a better chaplain and pastor and podcaster. So today's going to be the last installment of this fear series I've been working on. And today we're going to talk about naming your fears. And one of my favorite writers says that whatever is named gets transformed, and what is not transformed gets transmitted. I have to admit that part of the reason that I did this podcast is because of my own fears, my own anxieties about certain things I want to try and do in this life. I'm also going to confess that a lot of the fears have to do with whether people like me or not. And in some ways, I keep reshaping who I am because of external things. And I'm tired of living like that. I don't want to live like that. I know you don't want to live like that. So I'm hoping that as I'm naming my fears and I'm encouraging others to name them, that we can start owning more of this great person that God has shaped and made. It's time to name these fears, these night shadows, these monsters underneath the bed, the things that make us recoil or freeze up or get angry. Fear literally means danger. Like, I seriously feel sometimes when I'm anxious or I'm afraid of something that I'm in danger, that somehow I'm not going to be liked, or I'm going to screw something up, or that I'm going to look really bad in front of others. And some of these fears have caused me to either get combative or abandon my post or become paralyzed. And when I really name the fears in me, some of the biggest ones are going to be fear of not being good enough, or fear of not having what it takes, or fear of having my heart broken, that if I try something, it's not going to work out. In some ways, I think that's a fear of success. For some, maybe there's the fear of the pain of a decision and what it's going to cause, thinking that maybe you don't have what it takes to endure such a hard decision. I had someone the other day tell me that they're afraid of being a fraud, that they are going to be found out in some ways. And then the ultimates are something like the fear of not being accepted or liked. And yet what I'm learning is that God wants me to have the courage to truly claim who I am and to live out of this personhood. And I'm constantly discovering in some ways who this person is and who I'm not. And yet to lay a claim of that by God's grace and love, and to say this is who I am, and when I veer from this, I'm someone other than. When I veer from being this person that God's made me to be, I don't like who I am. So what are some of your current fears? Can you name them? Is it a fear of being stuck at the same job and feeling like there's more for you? Is it a fear that your marriage isn't working out and you're afraid to address some of the things that you're struggling with? Is it a fear of how you're parenting? Is it a fear of finances or the future? Whatever that fear is, can you take a moment to name it? Can you befriend it in some kind of a way so that you'll find out that it's not that scary, that it's not that big, that it's not that overwhelming, and that you have what it takes to work through it? In my faith tradition, one of my favorite ways to combat fear is to remember that belovedness baffles fear. That's my interpretation. of a scripture that says, perfect love casts out fear. You see, I have to remember God's love for me. I have to meditate on it. I have to claim it. I have to own it for myself, that God's there for me, that He loves me, that He's loved me during my screw-ups, before my screw-ups, with my successes and failures, and that He keeps choosing me and choosing you, even when we doubt or we run away from that voice of belovedness. I know that voice of fear. I've known it for a long time in my life. I can look back and know when some of that was birthed, whether it was abandonment or it was a traumatic event that I saw or experienced in our home. Whatever it was, there are some things in me that I'm afraid to try. And yet I'm claiming God's love. I'm claiming and trying to name these fears so that God would properly heal them and I might properly receive this belovedness that God has blessed you and I with. Take some time today or this week to name your fears. Befriend them. Offer them to God and see how God's deep voice of love is saying, don't be afraid. I'm with you. Be strong and courageous. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me. And I hope you'd subscribe and share this online with your friends if it's been meaningful and touching to you. As always, peace be with you and have a great day.